Welcome to the Click Podcast. I'm Danny Watson, a mindset and manifestation expert and founder of The Click, a company that helps women overcome their fears and limiting beliefs to create a life and business that they love. Within this podcast, I will help you get clear on what you want, identify the blocks that are holding you back, transform your mindset and raise your vibration so that you can co-create magic with the universe. If you are looking to design a life that truly sets your soul on fire and manifest more success and abundance, then you are in the right place. Hello, ladies, and welcome to a brand new episode. I had a lot of feedback from my two previous episodes that I did. So if you haven't had a chance to listen to those yet, I talked about different wellness things that I do that I believe have a really big impact on my vibration, on my mindset, and just in general, the things that I'm able to call into my life. So yeah, I'm really glad that you enjoyed those conversations because it was slightly different to the usual route that this podcast takes. But let's now dive into this week's episode because I want to explore the different ways that we can actually make money through coaching. Now, this is something that came up quite recently for me because I was having a conversation with somebody and they were basically, we had been in email conversation for quite some time and they had been through our free coaching course and they were considering pursuing coaching as a career. But one of the things that she mentioned, and I've heard this quite a lot, was that I love the idea of helping people, but I don't necessarily see myself as a coach. I don't necessarily see myself taking coaching sessions. And I also don't really see myself actually building up like an online presence and getting visible and sharing my story and sharing wisdom. But I still feel pulled to this idea of helping others. You know, is there anything that you could suggest here that perhaps would be more suitable for me? And so we ended up having this discussion about all of the different ways that you could actually create an income with the coaching skills that you have that perhaps don't necessarily involve coaching. So I wanted to dive into some of these things within this episode today. So the most obvious way to make money as a coach would be to coach others. And typically where most people start with this would be coaching one-on-one. So this is where I start. This is where the majority of students we train start in the Click Academy, where they are learning how to coach a person in a coaching session one-on-one. Typically that session would be done online via something like Zoom, and typically that session would take around 1 hour. Normally once somebody has acquired a deeper set of coaching skills, what we normally help people do within the Click Academy is they would start working with their clients still one-on-one, but over an extended period of time. So typically this would look like a 3-month program where you are coaching a client each week over the course of 3 months in order to help them achieve a specific outcome in their life. Doesn't matter what that kind of area of their life is. You normally as a coach would decide kind of what kind of niche you want to be in. So maybe that's self-love coaching. Maybe that's coaching around relationships. Maybe it's helping somebody create more success in their lives, more financial abundance. It doesn't really matter. Normally the idea is that you're kind of coaching somebody over an extended period of time to reach that certain outcome. And that is what most people will kind of think of when they think about monetizing a coaching business. So I will acquire a set of skills, I will do a coach certification, I will get trained, and that training will allow me to be able to facilitate and deliver those sessions, and the person will pay me for those sessions. In terms of what you can earn doing one-on-one coaching, it can really, really vary. So typically when somebody's starting out and they're just doing one-off sessions, it may be that they're charging a flat fee for that one-off session. Typically that might be something like £100 for an hour, but that can really vary depending on the experience of a coach. Normally, what we would recommend with our students is that they are working with clients over, let's say, a 3-month period where they would typically charge a flat fee for that period. And normally, as a benchmark figure for a newly qualified coach, that would be around the £2,000 mark for a 12-week coaching program, but that can really vary again depending on this experience of a coach. So that can go anywhere from, you know, 5,000 for the 12 weeks, maybe even up to 10 or 15,000. Some people are even charging now up to 20,000 for the 12 weeks. Again, depending on experience, but also really dependent on the outcome that you're getting for your clients as well. I don't want to dive into too much about sort of what to charge as a new coach, because that I'm sure we could actually save for a different episode, because I could really dive into the psychology of pricing and money mindset and how that plays a role. But I just kind of wanted to give you some idea of what that one-on-one coaching scenario may look like. So that's kind of what normally people would think of. The other side of the coaching with, you know, directly with your clients would be doing the same sort of thing, but it would be in a group setting. So this would normally be where coaches progress into once they've seen a certain amount of success with their one-on-one coaching. They've perhaps built up a bit of an audience and they are thinking, okay, I'd like to be able to coach more at scale. I would like to be able to reach more people with my coaching, impact more lives, but not necessarily, you know, for that to take up too much more of my time. So this is normally where a group coaching program would come into play. So the same sort of concept, you would be coaching online, but rather than doing it in a one-on-one scenario, you would coach in a group setting. So you'd have a number of ladies or people joining your group program all in one go, and you would almost do it as hot seat coaching, group coaching. So everybody is getting the benefit of your coaching. But you're not having to do that one-to-one. And again, this would be sort of over an extended period of time. So typically 12 weeks, or it could even be longer. So they're kind of like the two most obvious things for somebody coming in. But the question that I was asked is, well, do I even need to work with clients? What are my options if this is something that I do not want to do? So one option that you may want to consider is actually developing your own online coaching course. So this would be a course where you would be able to package up your skills and your expertise and your knowledge that you learn through your coach training, but deliver that in a purely done for you DIY coaching, self-led coaching program. So essentially how that would work is that a lot of the skills and exercises and tools that you develop over your course training, you could package that into a digital product where you don't actually have to have any contact or any kind of communication with your clients, because it's a completely self-led course. Now, you might be thinking, well, if somebody wants to work with a coach, surely they want to have that, you know, that call with you. They need to have that coaching session. And whilst there is a huge amount of benefit in somebody actually receiving the one-to-one or live support from a coach, some people learn in different ways. And for somebody, it might not be that financially they're able to invest in a coach at a higher level. So typically a online coaching course would be priced at a much lower price. So it can almost be a lower threshold for somebody to get your support. And also, if you're not somebody that wants to have to do the coaching sessions, you don't like the idea of doing that, you can still give that impact to somebody, give your wisdom, share your value, take that somebody through an incredibly transformational process without you necessarily needing to be the person there delivering the sessions. I have personally been through some wonderful courses where I haven't had access to a coach, especially in my very early days of entrepreneurship where I did a lot of online courses. I learned a lot through those programs. I personally feel that I get more out of something when I have the support of a coach alongside me, but I know that there's a lot of women out there as well who've gained a lot from online courses, and it could be a great way for you as a coach to monetize your coaching business without needing to actually do the live sessions. Another option for somebody who likes the idea of helping others, loves being in the personal development space, but doesn't necessarily see themselves as a coach and actually coaching people, would be to think, well, how else can I give people access to my wisdom, my support, my knowledge without it being in that sort of coach-client relationship? So another idea could be something like writing a book Or if a book seems too much of a big task, it could actually be becoming a freelance writer for, it could be a number of different publications where you are writing on the topics that you are passionate about. So coaching, personal development, mindset, law of attraction, but you're not necessarily stepping into that role of a facilitator or a coach where you're working with clients. I chose to write a book because, first of all, I just was really passionate about writing, and it was just something that I felt like I'd had inside of me for a long time, and I wanted to share my story and I wanted to share the knowledge that I had. I didn't necessarily consider the financial side of things because I thought, well, it's a book, it's not a very expensive product, so I don't really imagine myself to become super wealthy from this book. But actually it was surprising how much the sales from the book impacted my finances. You know, they really contributed to the money that I make. But then the ripple effect of that was that a lot of people discovered my coaching through first purchasing my book. So it actually had an impact on my clients as well. But as I said, it could be that you decide to position yourself as almost like a content creator rather than necessarily a coach. So a lot of the skills and things that you learn during a coach qualification, these are things that people are very, very interested about. You know, weaving that in with your own personal story and things that you've experienced as you go through the process of transforming your mindset. That could be a very, very powerful story for somebody who's perhaps gone through something very, very similar to you. I love using the phrase, turn your wounds to wisdom. And I think this is an area that people perhaps don't, they overlook, I would say, like the power of just reading a really good book where somebody, you can really resonate with them, you can understand what they've been through, perhaps you're going through something similar. You know, if somebody is on the receiving end of that, that could be very, very powerful for them. And you've not had to coach them, they're just absorbing your knowledge and your wisdom through the words that you've written. So a book would be one thing. The other, as I said, it would be perhaps getting a gig as a freelance writer. The great thing is if you have that coaching qualification behind you, it's just going to add that layer of credibility and integrity to kind of show, like, I actually know what I'm talking about. You know, this isn't just stuff that I've made up. I've actually been through a process where I've really learned about this industry. I've really perfected the skill of coaching. I've learned some very, very powerful techniques, which I am now able to write about as an expert. So it would almost be getting hired as an expert freelance writer on the topic of coaching or personal development. Another idea, and again, this could be for somebody who doesn't necessarily see themselves coaching others, would be to create almost like a coaching community where you bring on different experts, different types of coaches to essentially facilitate sessions for you. So let's say, for example, one area that you're really passionate about is, let's say it's law of attraction. And you've got qualified as a coach, but you just don't see yourself coaching others. But you're thinking, well, I've got this training now and I know all of this stuff. What do I want to do with it? So it could be that you create almost like a coaching community where you bring on different guest experts on, you know, topics such as law of attraction, or maybe covering other subjects as well, where they essentially give these guest trainings to a community. And that community is something that people pay for. So it could almost be like a membership model where people pay a monthly fee to get access to this continued support of coaches. And maybe you want to join in and take some of those sessions too, but maybe you're just the person that wants to sit behind the scenes and kind of do the organization side of the business, more in the CEO role of your business. So just because you are a coach, it doesn't always necessarily mean that you need to be the person that is taking your coaching sessions. You know, maybe you do actually see yourself more as a CEO and kind of managing the business and focusing on strategy and kind of the growth of the business, not necessarily the person working in the business as the coach, if that makes sense. Another option for somebody who has coaching skills, loves this space, but doesn't necessarily want to coach would be to do something like a podcast. So a podcast, I think people often get confused with how you make money from a podcast, because obviously podcasts are free for people to consume, but the way that you would monetize it would be through advertising and through sponsored posts within your podcast. Now, with obviously, with full disclosure, you would need to build up an audience size, you know, a relative listener size before you'd be able to actually sell advertising on your podcast, or, you know, for that to be somebody wanting to pay you to put a sponsored post on your podcast. So to begin with, it may be that you're therefore having to just create your podcast for free and not generate any income from it. But in terms of a long-term goal, that's definitely something that you could do. And so with the experience you've got and knowledge you have from your coaching, you could share topics on the subjects that you're very passionate about. You could also bring on board guests, people that are also experts within the space to interview. And that could be your business model, where the idea is that you are looking at it as more of a long-term thing, where you build up the audience growth and then you are able to then sell advertising or sponsorship places on your podcast. So again, that might not necessarily be for everybody. And I know a lot of people as well will utilize a podcast as a way to market their business. So that's kind of really always been the goal with my business. My podcast, I just love creating it, if I'm being completely honest. I've had various different people approach me to ask about whether they could put sponsored posts onto the podcast. And today, that's not a direction I've chose to go in. Whether I will do that in the future, I don't know. But I just wanted to keep it ad-free because it's just really about giving value. And for me, it's a great way for people to understand more about my work and lead people into my coaching programs. And yeah, as I mentioned, it's just something that I really, really love doing. So podcasting then could be another way for you to monetize your business. Something else that is not talked about a lot when people think about becoming a coach, getting trained as a coach, is actually getting hired as a coach. There's a lot of narrative online about quitting your job, starting a coaching business. And quite frankly, that doesn't necessarily appeal to everybody. Some people absolutely love the security that a job provides. They like being in that office environment, the thought of being, you know, on their own, perhaps, you know, at least to begin with, you know, working from home on a laptop, that actually does not appeal to everybody. Sorry guys, slightly interrupted there by my dog Betty coming running in to join in the fun. Going back to what I was saying, getting a job or getting hired as a coach, often people don't actually consider this. And again, depending on what type of chapter you are at in your life, this may be more relevant to you. So let's say, for example, you aren't on the property ladder yet and you are wanting to get a mortgage within the next few years. To just go ahead and quit your job may not be the best idea for you, because normally especially if you're thinking of getting a mortgage, you need at least a couple of years of business accounts to be able to get that mortgage. Unless, of course, you know, you don't need a mortgage at all, which is a different story. But normally if you're getting a mortgage, you need at least 2 years, I think maybe even three, of business accounts. And so it may not be feasible for you at this moment to just not be in a job and to just be having a new business. So it may be that getting hired as a coach may be a better option for you. Or as I said earlier, it might just be that you like the idea of being an employee and working within a company. Now, the types of different jobs available for coaches really are wide and varied. So it could be that you are working in a very large global corporate company in an office in a city, and you are part of the overall kind of employee wellness, HR, coaching kind of sphere. And companies now have huge budgets to invest in coaches, in coaching. They often will have, depending on the size of the company, they will actually have in whole teams of in-house coaches. A really good example of this is one of the Click Academy graduates, Pippa. She was actually interviewed on this podcast a while ago now, but she actually got hired by Burberry, so the fashion brand Burberry, as their head of wellness. So they have a whole wellness department which is focused on coaching, on mindset, on personal growth. And she was actually hired by Burberry to be this head of wellness. And a big part of that was because she had the coaching qualification. So getting hired by a big corporate company could be an avenue that you go down. And then the other thing to consider is actually coaching companies. So companies that are within the coaching space that actually hire coaches. So the Click is a good example of this. We have coaches that, you know, we need to actually do the sessions within our programs. So these are people that are trained, qualified coaches. They've been through ICF accredited training that we now hire to deliver our coach training sessions. We actually have women that have been through the Click Academy that have come on board to join our team. So it could be a similar sort of role where you're getting hired by a coach training company or a coaching company. It might be that a more well-established coach has other coaches that she hires as part of her team to deliver sessions. It may also be, if you're kind of looking at that sort of corporate route, but thinking, I don't necessarily see myself doing a 9-to-5 where I'm kind of expected to be in the office every single day. Another way to approach it would be more as a freelancer. So rather than actually being employed by a company, it's more contractual work. So this is something that I've done quite a bit of within the corporate space, where it would be, you would get hired by a company to deliver a series of coaching within the company. So it might be for a one-off project, it might be more of an ongoing basis, but you're not necessarily in the office, you know, every single day. It might be that you go into the office to deliver the training. It might be that you actually are delivering the training online. But rather than, as I said, being employed, you are invoicing the company. So it's more flexible in that regard. And this is something that could actually be very, very lucrative as well, specifically because companies now have very big budgets to actually invest in their employee well-being. Companies now are adopting more of a coaching culture within the company, where managers and leaders, it's not necessarily so much about telling their teams what to do, but it's about asking questions, and they take on more of that coach role rather than consultative role. So there's been a really big trend in that sense within the corporate space. And just in general, just the responsibility companies now taking on with regards to employee mental well-being, mental health, and just ensuring that employees get the support that they need. Now, something that will be very relevant if this is the kind of route that you do want to go down is the ICF accreditation piece. From my experience, companies, corporate companies will not even consider a coach unless there's some sort of ICF accreditation. That's kind of what they're looking for as a minimum benchmark. You know, you've been through an ICF accredited training. The plus point of working with companies in the contractual sense is that it can be very lucrative in terms of the fees that you are able to charge. So one of our Click Academy members who specifically focuses on delivering training, coaching, should I say, within a corporate setting, she was actually paid recently $14,000 to deliver 3 days of training. So that's not bad when you consider that's, you know, just 3 days. I think it was a mixture of, part of it was done remotely and part of it was done in office. But that's kind of to give you an idea of the kinds of fees you can be commanding if you are coaching at the corporate level. Now, for somebody who likes the idea of in-person experiences, it might be that you want to look into something like retreats or workshops, something that happens, you know, face to face. So I've had experience with both of these actually, and they were great at the time, but I actually realized that it definitely wasn't for me in terms of my long-term vision for the goal, for my business, should I say. So the retreats, I've done retreats in Bali, I've done them in LA, I've done workshops in London, also in the States. And it was a great experience. I definitely don't regret doing it. However, I realized that the direction that I want my business to go in is, it works better for me in an online capacity. And if I'm being completely honest, I feel like I'd much be the one, prefer to be the person going on retreats than actually hosting the retreats. Although, never say never. I think I've spoken about this on the podcast before. I actually had a psychic tell me that he saw me hosting retreats in a French chateau. So I'm like, never say never. And I still have this idea that I like the idea of of having a retreat place, like a property that retreats can be hosted. But I, at the moment, I don't necessarily feel like I would be the person to facilitate or host those retreats, because it's a lot of organization, and I feel like it was not the best use of my skill set being the person to kind of organize those retreats. And yeah, but it is definitely an option to consider. It would be a way to utilize your coaching skills, but do it in a more in-person, intimate environment where, for me, a retreat is a real deep dive. So a lot of the time, what you can perhaps accomplish in 2 or 3 months, if you are doing coaching, you know, distant coaching, you can actually achieve in a much, much shorter space of time when you do it in a retreat setting. So the retreats that I've done have been like a week long deep dive. It can be quite intense, where you're kind of going through a lot of breakthroughs in that very, very short period of time. And then to accompany the retreat, it might be that you add in things like yoga or breath work or massages or sound healing baths. You can really get creative with retreats. So I think for a lot of people, the idea of hosting a retreat might sound quite fun, because they get to have, you know, they get to really design something that's quite unique and has a lot of different experiences weaved into it. You could also bring in guest experts to support you in your retreat as well. It doesn't necessarily need to be you doing it alone. A workshop would perhaps just be a shortened version of a retreat. So rather than having to think about the logistics of accommodation and travel, it would just be for a day. So finding a beautiful space where people could go, and it would be almost like a group coaching session where you could perhaps weave in all of these other sort of healing modalities as well, and just create this really beautiful experience. I think what I love about this industry, whilst I'm talking about this, is that you essentially have so many different options to do the things that you kind of feel really, really drawn to. You know, there's lots of different ways to make money, and it's certainly not a one size all fits all approach. And you get to have fun with it, you get to be creative, and you get to go with the option that feels most aligned with you. And it may be, to begin with, you're playing around with different ideas, different options, you know, figuring out what's going to work best for you. So I figured out for me that perhaps retreats isn't the business model for me, but I found that out by doing it. So maybe it's you doing a retreat first, or maybe it's actually going on a retreat to kind of see like what that experience is like before committing to doing one for yourself. But yeah, it's playing around, and nothing that you decide to do needs to be a forever thing. Nothing needs to be set in stone. So just because you do one retreat doesn't mean you need to then pigeonhole yourself into that area. And that goes with anything that you do in your business. At any point in time, you are free to pivot and to change path. And that is completely okay. That's why you have your own business in the first place. So aside from retreats then, or workshops, what else could you be doing? Well, again, if you like the whole in-person connection thing, it might be that you start to position yourself as a guest speaker. So it might be that for you, like, you realize that your skill in life is presenting in front of a stage, you know, being that charismatic, influential coach who inspires the masses. Maybe you're doing that and not really doing any coaching at all. You're kind of, your brand is to be that inspirational speaker. And actually, if you start to build up a name for yourself within the personal speaking space, you can actually command pretty significant fees. So you would actually be hired by other people to be the guest speaker at their event, or you could actually have your own event where, you know, you'd be the speaker at your own event. But a great way, especially if you don't yet have an established audience, would actually be to be that guest speaker at other people's events. And maybe to begin with, it's doing it for free to start building up your name, start building up your reputation, to start getting some content of you. So that would be things like videos of you on the stage, photos of you on the stage, so that you can then pitch yourself to other people who are actually paying speakers for their events. And there's lots of opportunities there as well. You know, there's lots of online communities where people are hiring speakers, they're willing to pay for guest speakers. A lot of people assume that you do this stuff for free because it's a marketing thing, but actually you can really make this in itself is could be a business model where, you know, this is the way that you actually monetize your coaching and your expertise. So you have plenty of options, ladies. You know, you could really be, you know, enjoying coaching and, you know, love doing your training, but not necessarily want to coach, and that is okay. And also, it's worth pointing out that a lot of people go through the Click Academy coaching program actually just for themselves. So it may be that you've not even decided yet what you want to do with that qualification, but actually just want to have that experience of receiving coaching, understanding more about the subconscious mind, learning how to make dramatic inner shifts. Maybe that's something that you just want to experience for yourself. You don't necessarily need to have that all figured out right now. So a lot of people who join the academy, they come into it not necessarily knowing 100% that they want to coach. And maybe they decide later on that, yes, I do, but some of them don't and go in a different direction. And that's absolutely fine as well. It's never going to be a waste, because the work that you do on yourself is going to be with you for life. So I hope that's really opened your eyes up to the coaching world and kind of the different avenues that you can take your business in. Or, you know, maybe it's not necessarily a business. Maybe it is getting employed or working for somebody else. You know, you have to choose the path that feels the best for you. If you have any questions on this episode, please feel free to reach out. Danny_Watson_coaching on Instagram. Come and say hello. Also, whilst I've got you here, I would really, really appreciate it if you have the time to just leave me a quick review on the Apple podcast. It really would mean the world to me. If you do leave a review, you take a screenshot of it and send it to hello@wearetheclick.com. We also have a special surprise as a thank you there as well, which you will love. So yes, if you do send a screenshot of your review to hello@wearetheclick.com, and yeah, we'll send you a little thank you in return. But thank you again, ladies, for tuning into this episode. Have a wonderful rest of the week, and I will catch you very soon. Bye, ladies. Wanting to build your own successful online coaching business, make sure to check out Freedom, Abundance and Impact, our free 10-day business and mindset course for coaches and aspiring coaches. To access, simply head to wearetheclick.com and click free course in the menu.